Good evening. Hello. Good evening and welcome to the 11th annual South by Southwest Web Awards. Thank you for coming tonight. I would like to thank a few people quickly. First off, Adobe. Big round of applause for them, without whom we could not do this event. We use their tools every day. They're awesome. I don't know what I'd do without Illustrator. I would secondly like to thank the Web Awards judges. They've given a lot of time. So thanks to them. There's a bunch of people here. Obviously our online media partners, Carol at NetDiver, Nick at Digital Web Magazine. Just a bunch of people here. I'd like to point you to this lovely souvenir program guide that Ari Stiles put together for us. This is Will from Goopy Mart. Again, big community effort here. Our volunteer staff, thanks so much. Justin, Sharla, Laurel, I don't know how I'd do it without you. My buddies Mark, Chad, Kirk, Aaron, Haley, Freeman, the whole deal. It's just amazing, and it's always cool to see you guys come together because you really make this event happen. We just build this digital playground, and you guys make it cool and happening and bring just an amazing energy to the event. So thank you all for coming tonight. Appreciate it. Also, in your program guide, you'll find a list of activities for after tonight's show. Obviously, we have the Web Awards After Party hosted by PopSci.com. Lots of cool stuff there. Frey Cafe. Big round of applause for Frey Cafe. A bunch of other things, so check it out, and let's get this party started. So without further ado, I would like to introduce somebody who actually was honored at the Web Awards back in 2002, Eugene Merman.
Sean, everybody. Remember when he asked you guys to have a big round of applause for Frey Cafe, and then you did nothing? It was a lot of fun. I remember that. I'm sorry? I can hear you or not on television for real. Anyway, I can tell what he yelled. How could anybody be drunk yet? Freebird! Oh my god, it's worse than I thought. Why would... Oh, holy shit. That is a real shame. Well, give yourselves a big round of applause for coming out here. This is very exciting. You know, everybody loves awards. Nobody probably really loves award shows, though. But let's have fun, right? I'm going to goof around the whole time, just so you know. I made a... Did you guys all pick up your bag? Some pretty great things in it, right? They outdid themselves this year with, there's this thing. That is awesome. That is fucking unbelievable. These are great. I can't wait. Check that out. Yes, this is also, that is something. Those, my favorite though has to be this, which is a beer cozy for opera. Says Surf the Lightning. I know exactly what this company does. A beer cozy that's Surf Lightning. Anyway, good luck, Opera. They're a teen counseling hotline. No, I don't know. I'm sure you do a thing for real and we'll be rich. Don't worry. Anyway, so I made a video. There's a website that I found that I have no idea if been around forever or not. It's called SitePal, where you can make little animated characters for your website. You raised your hand. What, you work at SitePal? You run SitePal. Well, I really enjoy the site because you can do a lot of fun things. I think if a business used it, it would be boring. But, for me, it's awesome. So I made a video, and I think better than myself introducing this sort of event, I'd like to have Abraham Lincoln introduce. It's a website with little talking animated characters.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the future and to South by Southwest. This festival is awesome. I love the panels. Nothing beats hungover 20-somethings talking about social networking and Twitter. However, last night, I needed a break, so I got really high and fucked some shitty band at Club DeVille. That's right, Abe Lincoln went on a fuckathon rampage. Anyway, I am excited for tonight's awards. I have two requests: keep your speeches short, and keep Austin weird. Haha. I will keep it weird by giving everyone a hat that says, "I want to buy your retarded baby." That's weird, right? Yes, that's pretty weird. Well, it's time to present the awards. Let's do this fast and then get drunk. There is a party at Maggie May's with free beer for a new startup that sells digital music to unborn cows and whales. They'll fail in 2 months. Fuck, who cares? Free booze. Back to Eugene Merman.
Thanks. I wanted to do this short bit. There's a new wave of sort of these banner ads all over the web that are, they're a lot on MySpace and in general, and they're all really, it just says, it's like one like this. It says, like, should Hillary Clinton run for president? First of all, she's already running, so it's just insulting to whoever is like, no! But it just takes you someplace to sell you crap. So it's sort of clever because it fools people, I guess, which is too bad also. But I've decided to make a bunch of these banner ads to put on the web to drive traffic to my site. So here's one with Hillary. Is it worse to be racist at night? You know, yes or no? Should George W. Bush be Bill Cosby instead? I don't know. Should the Iraq war be a war or something else, like donuts or television? Is Barack Obama black enough to be president? And you can click yes, he is, or no, you didn't. And a personal favorite of mine, should Scott Baio have his own mayo? I just like the idea of him showing up to a supermarket furious that someone released a mayonnaise. Anyway, with his likeness. And lastly, are these giraffes gay? And you can click on yes or fuck you. Either way, you go to my site and I become rich. All right, well, let's do this. We have a few, I'll have a few little bits in between, but we'll try to keep it moving and having fun. So let's do this. And congratulations to all of you who were nominated. It's not bad. You probably had to email someone at least. So, congratulations. The first category is activism, green and nonprofit websites that are striving to make the world a better place. Noble. The nominees are Amnesty International, Tear It Down, Boost, yeah. Boost, Make Me Sustainable. You could, let's all clap at the end of these, I guess. The Point. Or whenever. And World Without Oil. And the winner is World Without Oil. You guys can speak into that microphone.
Thank you for helping us show that games can alter reality. That's what World Without Oil wants to do.
It's already too long. I'm just kidding. Jesus. No, you can.
So thanks to our sponsor, ITBS, who really took a chance on this kind of innovative project. But thanks most of all to the players who... You know, it's a World Without Oil was simulating an oil shock. You could think of it as kind of being like, War of the Worlds sort of thing, but really was more like the Wizard of Oz. You know, there were people behind the curtain, that was us, but really it was the people in front of the curtain who really brought courage and brains and heart to this really crowdsourced solution to a possible problem that we could have in the future. So we hope that they really have altered reality, and they played it before they lived it.
World Without Oil. Thank you. I'm going to be interrupting everyone. No. The next category is amusement, and the nominees are Bit Strips, Elf Yourself, Ha Emu Love, Leapfrog Fly, Give Someone the Finger, and The Mentos Intern. And the winner is Elf Yourself. Is Elf Yourself here? Uh-oh. You're forced to resign. We're going to have a ninja take the award on behalf of the elf. So...
I don't know really what to say. When we started Elf Yourself, we started it as a site to make people laugh so that it would be easier to find them and kill them. The original name for the site was F Yourself, because that's what we were trying to do. We were just trying to F people, but we realized pretty quickly no one's going to go to that site on purpose. So we said, what's something that's pretty, you know, containable, something that people see as non-threatening, and we chose the elf. And I have to say, I'm accepting this award tonight not only for the Elf Yourself team, but also for the over 100,000 people that we've been able to kill this year from looking at the site. So thank you. Keep tuning in, and we'll keep killing you. All right.
Nice. It's a real ninja. The next category is art. And the nominees are Cooper Hewitt, People's Design Award, who are not here, apparently, or don't care about their own work. Karen Collins, Photography. Karen. Magazines and War. Viscosity. And we are DAG. And the winner is Viscosity.
Tell them a picture in your mind of what's making the sound.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry.
Viscosity started off as an experiment. I wanted to see what it would look like if you could make two viscous fluids mixed together. And I failed miserably at that. However, I noticed that it started to look like modern art. So I pushed it further. My girlfriend is in grad school, so there are a lot of empty nights. And I just pushed it, and then I got this. So thank you.
That's how you do a speech. Anyway, oh, whoops, I know who the winner is. Fuck, I guess. Throw that out. What? Everything's cool. I can't hear you because we're in a big room and only I have a mic. In fact, I, for no apparent reason, have two. So I'm going to put that one down. That is super unnecessary. And I have a booming voice. The nominees, the category is blog, which is like a weblog for those who don't. The nominees are Badass Ideas. Yeah. The Big Noob. Light and Liberty Go Together, Library of Congress blog. Passive Aggressive Notes. And True Office Confessions. And the winner is Passive Aggressive Notes. Is this the morosest thing you could play?
Library of Congress. I'm really embarrassed. I'd like to thank my roommate and his fucking chore wheel for inspiring the website. I really shouldn't be up here, but thank you. I'm here tonight supported by seven people who I've shared a bathroom with and who don't do their dishes or buy toilet paper ever. But now I have this to lord over them. So thank you, everyone.
Congratulations. The next category is business. And the nominees are Daisy Mark Jacobs, Design My Room, Getty Images, iMakeover, and WikiInvest. Let's see if you can clap your way to victory, WikiInvest. Yes, you can. The winner is WikiInvest.
Thanks, guys. I shouldn't really be here. We should have the thousands of contributors to WikiInvest up here, really. I think just briefly, I think one of the coolest parts about a lot of what we're working on in here is building these places where people can collaborate and really share knowledge and interact. So I think, we're out there doing it for investors, but, I'm sure you guys are doing out for a lot of other stuff. So two quick things. If one of you guys have, sites where you can, design T-shirts, user-generated T-shirts, I think you should come up with a variant that's, design hotel carpets, because every single time I walk into one of these places, I have no idea who designs these carpets. And the other thing is, if the speeches start getting too long, you guys all have, looks like incense on your tables. So I'm sure if you just light it up, the smoke alarms will go off and we can just go on drinking. Thanks.
Please don't start a fire, even though that nice man told you to. The next category, CSS, whatever that is, but somebody apparently does it best. The nominees are Ficklets, Five Runs, wow, Galloping In, Love Winter Park, and Stay Okay. No boy. And the winner is Ficklets. Hey, take your time coming up to Smooth Jazz.
Okay, because Ficklets is all about writing, I let the community at Ficklets write our acceptance speech. But before that, there are a couple people who, without them, Ficklets wouldn't exist. So first thing, Carrie and Bert for letting us do the experiment that became Ficklets. The team that built it, Jason, Ari, Cindy, and Jenna. The guy who keeps it up and running, Dan. John Scalzi, who writes great books, wrote our blog for a while. And my wife, who put up with me working on it for many, many hours. But my biggest thank you has to go to the thousands of writers who make Ficklets what it is. And here's what they had to say. Where's fiction king? Well, everywhere online. We all know that the blonde, flirtatious, perfectly sculpted chat buddy is really a dumpy truck driver named Ron. But we don't ever confront him about it. At Ficklets, it truly doesn't matter who you or what you are. There are no inflated resumes or braggadocious claims. You write, if it's good, people comment and rate it as such. If it's not, you get constructive criticism and try harder next time. There's already a Ficklets addiction support group on the site. And when people ask us if we're on crack, we say, of course not, we're on Ficklets. Thank you.
Thanks. The next category is classic, which is websites made before January 1st, 2007. What the fuck is this category? It's just weird, but it's fine, and I can't wait to see who wins. The nominees are Good Magazine, Good Magazine, Independent Lens, Revision 3, Scene 360, and Wired. And the winner is, of the classic category, Wired.
Sorry, I'm not the ninja, but this means we've been around for an entire year, so thanks to everybody for keeping us alive another year. And next year, I look forward to watching ICANN Has Cheeseburger accept this award. Thank you.
Thanks. Now it's time for a comedic bit. Anybody here ever get a spam? Then you're not gonna relate. I got an email recently for like an eBay offer, or it was like somebody who was like, do you have an account? Because I have a warehouse full of stuff, and we should be business partners. And so I created a fake email address, GordonSumner1@gmail, which is Sting's real name, so they knew they were dealing with someone real, and started corresponding with this guy, and I got really excited about these scams. The most popular one, of course, is the like, I'm the king of Nigeria, and I have no legs and can't walk to all my money. Would you care to walk on my behalf? I would only ask for a little. So what I've started doing, aside from, I did try to ask this man to ship the front of this Honda to someone, but he wants to sell navigations. But I've started responding to spams with basically a new scam to try to get this into the world. And hopefully by sharing it with you, you will forward this scam as well. So hopefully this will soon be popular. Here it is. Hello, trusted friend. Right? You got him on your side. I know how this works. It is time to be rich. I make you a fantastic offer in 3 seconds. What is the most important thing in the world? No time for guessing. It's water. And who controls all the water in the world? Me. However, I have a problem, a rare medical condition. I can write, but I cannot read. Therefore, I need a business partner. Together we can sell my water with your eBay account. You will PayPal me the money, then sell the water, and then I will WaterPal the money to the buyer. WaterPal is a proprietary technology I developed in a lab thousands of feet below the Earth. Not the Earth's crust, the Earth itself. I live in a spaceship under your planet. Your partner, Gordon Sumner. P.S. Please do not contact me at this email. Instead, call me at my office at 800-888-4848. Just to warn you, instead of hello, I greet people by saying, Subway Franchise Headquarters, PPS, if you contact the authorities about my plan, I will go back in time and prevent your birth. Toodles. Thanks. Well, that was fun. Back to the sweet awards. Anyway, the next category, community. the nominees are Behance Network, Current, Empties, Ficklets Again, nice, and Flock. And the winner is Flock. Congratulations.
Thank you. What a wonderful event. So Flock is a web browser. We're built on Mozilla's Firefox architecture. Yay, open source. We've been around for 2 years, and we've had a 1.0 product in the market since November. We now, just last week, launched a 1.1 product, and we integrate a lot of the various social networks that we've been talking about and social media services and blogging platforms. So as the woman, Kathleen, next to me said this evening, oh, so you keep it all sorted. We do keep it sorted. And so I encourage everyone here, just by virtue of the fact of you being here, interested in social media, to go download Flock and check it out. I think you'll like it. Thanks a lot.
It seems like she keeps trying to steal stuff from everybody as they walk off, but I realize. Anyway, check out Flock. Okay. I just realized this is still here from, like, something before. Mental health. Not very well funded, if this is their sign. Okay. The next category, educational resource. The nominees are Ecolect, yeah, Mind Bites, Only Human, The Story of Stuff, and TED. And the winner is The Story of Stuff. Oh, they were here. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. South by Southwest, thank you. This award really is for Annie Leonard, who it's her dedication and hard work studying the story of stuff that allowed this film to come about. And I also want to thank all the folks at the Tides Foundation who made this possible and the incredible team at Free Range Studios. It was a total studio effort to put this together. So thanks to everybody. Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm going to say, because apparently it's important, I guess exit that way. Because if you go that way, everything will be ruined. Fucking the man with his rules. I do love that I do this. So clearly don't need it. It's hard to break the habit of looking ridiculous. Okay, let's do this. By the way, you'll be happy to know that many of the categories are earlier in the alphabet, so even though we're on E, we are close to, anyway, just saying. And the category is experimental, and the nominees are Defy All Challenges, Isu, did I say it wrong? No, there's no one here from it. Okay, Metanotes, Up Next, and Voki. And the winner is Metanotes.
What's up, y'all? 10 years ago, my friend Eddie Cadell, Ryan Janelle, couple of amazing Mollies.
Wrap it up,
Betty.
Just kidding.
We started a conference called Webzine, and with the advance of social networking, I feel like the webzine revolution is underway. This election is going to be an incredible crucible for all of you to participate in making the internet the future of the United States of America. So I want to thank all of you for creating applications that make a real difference in the way this country is run. Put George Bush and Dick Cheney in Guantanamo, for God's sake. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Finally, somebody has the balls to come to the Web Awards and tell the truth. He is a horrible president. Everyone knows that. Even he probably thinks it a little. Right? He must know what he did. Okay. The next category, film and TV. The nominees are 30 Days of Night, Animoto Productions, Sweeney Todd, Johnny's not here, Ustream.tv, and Wired Science. And the winner is Animoto Productions.
Thank you. Jason told our users that if we won, he would do the robot up here, so here he is. We're really passionate about this idea of Animoto. It's a simple site where you upload pictures, pick a song, and you get a MTV-style video back. And we have a new product coming out tomorrow, so come by our booth on the trade show and check it out. Thank you.
Thank you. I kind of wanted it to be Sweeney Todd so that on the box of the DVD it could say, Winner, South by Southwest. Okay. If I had said it smoothly, you get the thing. It'd not make... Okay. The next category is games. And the nominees are Congregate. Yeah. Launch Ball. Moshi Monsters. Quadradius. Shark. Something. Are there like nude pictures? No. Shark Runners. And the winner is Launch Ball. Is there a boo? Who's in charge of this retarded music? It's fine. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Please, it's your turn.
Thank you. So we traveled about 3,000 miles to get here today. So thank God we won this. Also, my luggage didn't. So I'm kind of wanting that free T-shirt. That's my key thing.
Yeah, I'd like to thank John and Henry for making a great game in which you launch a ball, hence the title Launch Ball. Which we thought was a great name because you launch a ball in the game.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Next category is mobile. And the nominees are Dialed In, Kite, Leaflets, Mozio, and Moses. And the winner is Mozio! Thank you. Nice job, Mozio. You fucking did it.
Can we have the ninja come up here and do our speech?
Yeah, if you want. He's going to do some later for when people aren't here.
Thanks, everyone. We really owe this to our
like all the other social networks up here, we owe this to our users. We actually didn't do anything. We just made this, and then they made it really cool and helpful.
Yeah, definitely. We'd be nothing without them, and so we want to dedicate this award to our users. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who doesn't love a humble speech? The next category is motion graphics. Ready? Of course you are. Why wouldn't you be? The nominees are Booter Engel and Friends, HL2, Rap Collins, Seduction by Light. Good job, buddy. And WeWorld. And the winner is HL2.
I would like to thank South by Southwest for putting this in the category of the other contestants. And also, I would like to thank the staff of HL2 for standing behind something that was very unorthodox for an agency rebrand. And yeah, that was about it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We have actually a special award that I keep in my bag, which is exciting for me. I think I remember the nominees. Every year, of course, the MC is allowed to give out his own award. So this year, I'm giving out an award to the most pointless and meandering blog. And the nominees are I'msleepy.com, vagueface.org, eatin' and sittin', too much salt, and I own a vase. And the winner is Mike Brabiglia with eatin' and sittin'.
Thank you, Eugene. Wow, I don't know what to say. I was really hoping to be nominated in the kind of general blog category, but Post-it Notes took it. Maybe next year. Eatin' and Sittin' is a labor of love. It's the reason I get up in the morning, and it's the reason I can't fall asleep. I'm terrible at speeches, so here's a recent entry from Eatin' and Sittin'. December 21st, 2003, mood horny. I'm currently listening to Big Head Todd and the Monsters, Sister Sweetly. What's up, dudes? I'm just eating and sitting. Again, haha, lol. I'm eating a medium-sized bag of sugar snap peas and sitting in a stylish beanbag chair from Urban Outfitters. It's orange and looks radioactive. Maybe it is, ha ha ha. Yesterday I ate two hamburgers on one bun. That's stupid. I should have just eaten two hamburgers. I was sitting on an outdoor contemporary recliner, the silver one from Restoration Hardware with the built-in meal tray. I got relish on my ear. How does that happen? I hate movies about the end of the world, but that's a whole other entry. Sometimes I wish I were born when Jesus were alive. It would have been cool to meet him. That's all for now. Until next time, pick up Eugene Merman's album On Guard Society and Dane Cook's Rough Around the Edges. And I want to thank you guys, especially you guys, the readers of Eatin' and Sittin', because if you guys weren't here, I mean, I wouldn't have gotten one kudo on this last entry. And a few of these, here's a few of the comments. LOL, Berbigs. Fro-yo, yo-yo boat, Berbigs. That's in reference to another entry. Sitting and eating? Who gives a shit? You're fat and dumb, you sitting and eating piece of shit. I hope you die. I'm just getting, I'll just read them all, but, Mike, I know what it feels like to want to commit suicide. I often look at knives in my utensil rack and think how far it would have to go in for me to end it all. Good luck. Berbigs, love the blog, LOL, are you a girl? I wanna dedicate this award to Ficklets. Thank you so much.
Mike, and here I'd like to present you. I had to think fast, so I know it says Omni Hotels Hotel Sales Team of the Year 2004, but you get the spirit of the award.
Thank you so much, Omni Hotels. Have a good night.
Mike Birbiglia. Just a few left, and then we can all go to Maggie Mays or whatever. Oh, no, to Emo's. Okay. Next category is music. The nominees are Boom Shuffle, Burst Labs, Minuet, Songza, Uncensored Interview, and the winner is Minuet, the one I can't pronounce. Is anyone here from them? Yeah.
I didn't do this project, actually, but I am collecting on behalf of Risen, the guys behind it. Steve can't make it here this evening and says thank you. I'm going to have to go and do a speech or something now on their behalf, so thank you.
I didn't know what he said. No, I'm just kidding. The next category is personal portfolio. And the nominees are Brad Kayal, Brand Central, JLearn Design, Lines, and Sushi and Robots. And the winner is JLearn Design. Is anyone here? No one's here. We're going to have a ninja do it. It's Ninja Award.
Ha ha! Didn't see me coming, did you? JLearn.com. Woo! We told people we're going to start JLearn.com, and they said, what is that, like a Jewish teaching site or something? We killed those people. And those deaths inspired us, because JLearn.com is about designing new and innovative ways to kill people. And, because you get bored when it's all that you do all day, you know, yes, I get it, I'm chopping your head off. But it really pushed ourselves this year and came up with some pretty amazing stuff. And oddly enough, you're going to see a lot of them in askaninja.com /book. If you go there, you know, or amazon.com, you can look up the Ninja Handbook. Oddly enough, we're putting all of our new design ideas for how to kill people in there. So let's do it together next year. Let's work together to find new and innovative ways to kill people, whether they are Jays or not.
JLearn.com. The next category is student. That's near the end of the alphabet. Daisy Day, these are nominees, I'm not just making up words. Daisy Day, Dragon Interactive, The Dreaded Grove. Woo. Job Killers. And Paper Critters. Thanks for your enthusiasm. And the winner is Paper Critters. Is anyone from that here? Thank you, everybody, for making Paper Critters possible. That's the speech. They're not here. So if you don't blog about it, they'll never know that happened. The next category is technical... Would you like to accept it?
Yes, on paper, they have a papercritters.com. Do you know how hard they worked?
I literally don't.
They were facing down against Dragon Interactive. They have dragons. We had paper. The Dreaded Grove. You walk in that grove, you're dead. We had paper. Job Killers. We were facing down against killing people who kill entire jobs. All we had was origami.
Then it sounds like you deserve this victory.
We deserve this victory, and I want to announce a big announcement for us as we just formed a conglomerate with Lemon Juice and Tabasco Sauce Interactive, and your paper cuts next year will be three times as painful as they were last year.
Well, then here you go. Well, that worked out. Last time I ever speed anything up. There's a few more categories. The next one is technical achievement. And the nominees are Daylife. Yeah. Drop.io. Feed House. Twidla. And Webbot. 1,000 people who don't care about Webbot. Ugh. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is Twidla!
So thank you very much. We just got the site live, and it's a brand new website, brand new business. And it started about this past fall, and we kind of just planted the seed in an idea and worked on it together. And this spring, it's sprouting into a viable service and hopefully business. And we need to do a couple quick thanks from phonefromhere.com for doing our audio plugin, Sam Elmore for helping us do hardware and back end, especially Nevin Mergen for doing a great UI design last minute for us to get here. And, of course, my family flew out here from Jersey. Jersey, all right.
Jersey, woo!
And my wife, Charlene, for putting up with me the past few months. And most of all, I got to thank Jason, who really deserves all the kudos for the technical achievement.
Hey, look, the thing that amazed me the most about this thing is that it was completely unpremeditated. We built this thing to scratch our own itch. People found it almost by accident, and they're like, look, you have to build this. All right, fine, we built it. I hope you're happy. Thanks.
I think so. They seem to really want you over there. Plus, there's a crazy party over there. There are two more awards. However, I will only be presenting one of them. We have a special guest presenting the... Why? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the next award is the People's Choice Award. Over 18,000 people voted online for this. Do you have any idea how many people that is? It's like this room times about 18. Okay. So that's a lot. So ladies and gentlemen, the winner is, for the People's Choice Award, Kongregate! I don't know why I'm giving this.
Thanks. So I think a lot of other people said that it's really not about the people who made the site. It's about, the beloved little people, the users. So I'd like to thank everybody who's uploaded a game to Kongregate. They would be here to accept it, except they don't ever leave their bedrooms. I just make games. I'd like to thank Happy Cog Studios and Teresa Chen, who did the design of the site. It looks a lot better than it really should. And yeah, thanks a lot.
Congratulations. So we have one last award, and I'd like to bring up Heidi from Adobe to present it. And it is the Best of Show Award.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. On behalf of Adobe, the Best in Show winner is actually going to get a copy of, Master Collection CS3. All you guys can win your own copy tomorrow if you come to our networking event at 4:30 on the day stage and bring your fortunes with you from your fortune cookies on your table. So yeah, open them right now and see what it says. So the winner is Launchball. Launchball?
That's a bit of a surprise. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Did we mention it's got balls in this?
And you can launch them. You can launch them.
So I'll get another t-shirt.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I know we all want to stay here, but that's really the show. I'd like to thank Adobe for putting this on and South by Southwest for having me out here. And all of you, congratulations. You know, let's give yourselves a big round of applause. Thank you all very, very much. And I guess that's it. Thanks a lot. I'm not going to leave. No, good night. Bye.